Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
7:42 on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shit. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo Morgan is over in Germany, maybe going to a cinema/movie this morning.
Yeah, it's crazy how that works. You know what I mean?
Cinema means movie? Crazy.
That's our squid, Billy.
Who would have thunk it?
That's our squid. So much. All right. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. We have kind of lit a wildfire on social media this morning because Fair Foul is coming up, and there has been a heated debate within the studio all week about cheating versus illegal moves in professional sports. If you want to weigh in, go ahead. We've got a poll up. You can also voice your opinion at 929 Morning Shift. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, we got to get some picks for Man Up Monday. So, Dylan, you're saying Bo has not delivered his picks quite yet.
He has not delivered his picks quite yet, and we're still waiting on that. So we're going to give Squid Billy until, what, the first game, college game I have picked is what? I think, Texas A&M at number 22, Missouri, and it's also BYU and Texas Tech. I think BYU Texas Tech is a noon start, if I'm not mistaken. So he has I'll give him till 11:50 tomorrow.
What?
Yeah.
He's going to listen to what Mike says, though.
That's fine. I went 1-4 last week, so if he's doing that,
okay.
That's his problem.
As long as you're good with it.
Yeah. No, if he's doing that, that's his problem. It's hard enough to pick these games against the spread as it is, and it's a bad deal sometimes.
So, right. Bo, if you're listening, you got until 11:50 tomorrow.
Or can we make him pick at least?
I'll pick.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Dylan will pick.
I got nothing wrong with that. Hey, I'm gangster.
Ten toes down.
All right, exactly. I stand on business.
If Bo doesn't get his picks in, he gets yours.
That's right. That's a perfect idea, Allie. Perfect. Should I tank on purpose?
Unless he goes 5-0. then we're not doing that.
Mike, if I tank on purpose, is there something in it
for
me?
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
All right, the first game, like Dylan mentioned, is number 3, Texas A&M at number 22, Missouri. Texas A&M is favored by 6.5. Over under is 48.5.
Yeah, Dylan, go ahead. I think that this is an interesting one. I'm going to let you go ahead and air this thing out.
I'm going to take Texas A&M with the points on this one. Give me Texas A&M minus 6.5. I think Missouri will come out maybe with a strong punch at home. You know, they're going to be hyped up for a big game. Oh, you know, we could take down Missouri, keep our college ball playoff hopes alive. We can win this one. I don't see it happening, though. I think Texas A&M is too good. They're on a roll right now, and I think they'll end up covering. So give me Texas A&M minus 6.5.
I am going to agree with you on that one to start off. I think that, look, Texas A&M's got their eyes set on national title. Missouri has their eyes set on keeping their season alive with their coach linked to other jobs and with their quarterback out. It's a tale of two different teams right now. Vegas always knows, so it does kind of make my ears perk up a little bit. The Texas A&M's only a 6.5-point favorite on this line. But I think I'd be mad at myself if I thought for 1 minute that Missouri was going to make this interesting. They're a good team. There's no doubt. Eli Drinkwitz is a good coach. But Texas A&M minus the 6.5 points. Give me that all day. It makes too much sense.
Okay, next game is number 7 BYU at number 8 Texas Tech. Texas Tech is favored by 10.5. Over-under is 52.5.
Yeah, I'm going to take Texas Tech in this one minus the 10.5 points. Guys, you could honestly, we've talked about this before, you could do this whole segment without talking about football. You just talk about the lines. Vegas, any information I'm going to give out or that any of us are going to give out, Vegas knows. Mm-hmm. Vegas has taken all this into consideration. Now, Vegas's point is to try to make money. But when you see a number 8 team that's a 10.5-point favorite against a number 7 team, Vegas is trying to tell you something. Texas Tech is by far the better football team. They've poured a ton of money into that defense, into that front seven. They are very, very good up front. They've got the right mindset. I think that they want to make sure that this game gets pointed in the right direction. Baron Morton, the Texas Tech quarterback who has missed a couple of games this year because of injury, I think he is slotted back into the lineup. And Kalani Sitake out of BYU, look, good squad. Do a lot of things the right way, but Texas Tech, too much talent. Give me the minus 10.5 on this one.
Yeah, I'm with you. BYU, again, has had a very good season thus far. Like you said, solid squad, but I think they're just going to simply be overpowered, going to be outmatched a little bit. BYU, you know, maybe keeps it close at the beginning, but Texas Tech, I think, definitely in the second half, maybe even the second quarter, starts to pull away. So I'm going to agree with you on this one, too. Give me Texas Tech minus 10.5.
All right, we're going to move over to the NFL now. The Rams against the 49ers. Rams are favored by 4.5. Over-under is 49.5.
Yeah, this is another tough one. I think I'm going to take the under in this game. These are two teams, obviously, who have their sights set on the playoff. I think right now, and Shane Steichen is part of this conversation, but with the injuries that they've had in San Francisco, Kyle Shanahan might be my coach of the year as it sits. But this just seems like the kind of game that could be a defensive struggle. 49.5 tells you it's not going to. That's a little bit too big of a number for me. Give me the under 49.5 on this one.
I want to follow you on that, but I feel like the 49ers can keep this a game, and my gut is almost telling me to take the 49ers plus the 4.5. I feel like I can get a sneaky cover with this. I really feel like I can get a sneaky cover with this. So, you know what? I'm going for it. Go ahead, give me the 49ers plus the 4.5. I think they'll keep it close enough. I do think the Rams win this game. I do see this coming down to a field goal, though. I think the Rams will still win by 3, but I think I'll get the sneaky cover. So whether Brock Purdy or Mac Jones plays, I think they'll get good quarterback play either way, enough to keep them in the game. Obviously, CMC will be able to do some things for them as well, but I do like the Rams as far as winning the game, but I think the 49ers will cover.
Mm. All right, second game is the Eagles at Green Bay. Green Bay is favored by 1.5. The over-under is 45.
Why are you making me start, Mike?
Take the wheel, man.
Why are you making me start?
Take the wheel.
You know,
I know
why.
You get all that inside info. I need the angle of an Eagles fan.
That is true. I do get the inside info just from listening to her do videos alone. But anywho, I am going to take the Eagles plus the 1.5. I do think the Eagles are going to win this game. The one thing that trips me up about this game is that they looked so good without A.J. Brown. I think there was almost a sigh of relief when A.J. Brown didn't play because they didn't feel pressure to get A.J. the ball.
Right.
With A.J. Brown back, I wonder if, you know, a couple extra passes get put in there when you don't really need them to. I wonder if Jalen, because I do think Jalen at times does force feed the ball to A.J. Brown just to honestly keep A.J. happy. I wonder if that rears its ugly head. Either way, I still think the Eagles will get the job done. They'll fight a win to win because that's what good teams do, and I do think they're better than the Packers. So give me the Eagles plus 1.5.
Why is Green Bay favored by 1.5? I don't know, and Vegas does.
No clue.
So I'm going to go with Green Bay minus the 1.5. I'll just stick with that one.
Wow.
Okay. All right, here's my random pick of the week. Tulsa at Florida Atlantic University.
Wow.
FAU is favored by 3.5, over under is 62.5.
This one's in Boca Raton, I guess, is what you said.
It's as random as it gets right there.
Look, there's just nothing worse than a team from Tulsa that's called the Hurricanes trying to travel to Boca Raton and pick up a win. All right, so give me Florida Atlantic just off sheer principle that you have the audacity to take a hurricane to Florida in the middle of November.
62.5 sounds like a huge number. I mean, I know in college you put up more points, but I'm actually going to go with the under here. I don't think we get quite that high. So give me the under 62.5.
I love it.
All right. We'll see what happens Monday.
Let's do this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And as a reminder, Fair Foul Friday and all of the Mic'd Ups are brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Let's do this.
Obviously, with Bo over in Germany, Dylan will be filling in for Fair or Foul Friday. So Fair Foul, Bijan Robinson will have more carries than Drake London has targets.
God, I hope so. I hope this is true, man. I really do. And it sounds almost like a ridiculous question on the surface, but... You've seen Bijan have 12 carries last week. We've talked about weeks where Drake London has had 16 targets, 14 targets, whatever it is. I'm going to go with it's fair that Bijan will have more carries than Drake has targets just from sheer principle. I hope so. That's got to be part of the plan, is getting Bijan going outside of the wide zone and finding some ways to get him some carries.
I hope so too, Mike, but I got to go foul. Wow. I just don't think it's going to happen. I unfortunately think we're going to see a lot of what we saw last week, as far as, and it's not necessarily a bad thing, so maybe unfortunately is not the right word, but I think we're going to see more. I think the Colts are going to stack the box, make the Falcons throw the ball, and I think Zach Robinson is going to do a little bit of what he did last week as far as hopefully use the short passing game, maybe using the screen game as an extension of the running game. So I think Bijan will get, as far as touches go, I think he'll get more targets, but as far as total touches, but as far as just carries alone, I think Drake will still get more. And unfortunately, I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong. I think the Falcons will be playing from behind, and I think, you know, Drake is going to get those targets just because he's got to start to pass the ball more.
That's a good point.
All right, fair or foul? It is cool to wear your significant other's face or name on your clothes. And we are.
This was made just today. This question was probably made minutes ago.
We are filming this, so Dylan, I need you to stand up and show your camera.
Oh,
your shirt today.
Moni. Simone on a t-shirt, baby.
I'm guessing Dylan is
you
fair
see it?
To you.
Hey. You see it?
I salute you. You're my boy. But I'm calling foul. I am not.
Wow.
I'm not putting my wife's face on my t-shirt.
You hear that, Lindsay?
You know what I'm saying? I don't know where the shirt came from. I don't know if you made it, she made it, whatever it is. I'm sure it's a good reason. It's just it's not my deal, man, but hats off.
It's obviously fair, but the backstory is for Valentine's Day a couple of years ago, or it might have been my birthday, one holiday, either my birthday or Valentine's Day, she made me this shirt, and it's a nice shirt, so I rock it, man. And hey, why not let the people know?
Yeah,
why not let the people know? You. She did.
I love that. Look, I love that you rock it because she made it for you.
That's right.
I'm still going foul.
What do you always say? There's someone for everyone.
My wife and I say it all the time. There's somebody for everybody.
Would Lindsay ever do something like this? Would she ever pull something like this?
My wife doesn't even like taking pictures with me.
Really?
The last thing she'd do would be put her face on my chest for me to wear around.
She likes taking pictures with you.
Allie, would you do this for Grant?
I have a jean jacket that says Mrs. McCauley, but it was for my wedding.
Yeah.
So would you, but would you put...
Would I put his face on my chest? No.
Your face on his chest. Would you do this? Would there be an Allie McCauley version of my shirt?
She's trying to be nice. She's trying to be nice to you. Just let it go.
No.
It's okay.
I'm sorry. I would not.
I'm glad that y'all do that, though. Because y'all...
Just like we read books together.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I knew Mike was going to be weak at that one.
That's still like
chapter by chapter, baby.
We got to move on to somebody for everybody.
We got to move on. This is the hot topic of the day. Fair or foul, if you don't get caught pulling an illegal move in professional sports, it's not cheating.
Again, this all stems from the conversation we all got in about the clapping and Raheem talking about that they simulated the snap count and by clapping. And the question was, okay, that there was not a flag called. Is it still cheating, right? Are they still kind of cheating?
If they don't get caught, is it cheating?
Yes.
Is it not cheating?
It's
because
not.
Basically, Bo was just saying he doesn't consider it cheating.
Yes, I agree with him. I think it's... I don't think that they clapped on purpose to try to get us to snap the ball, first and foremost. But even if they did, I think it's gamesmanship until you get caught.
Well, that specific example is taken out. It was the root of this debate. Dylan, where do you stand on this?
I get the gamesmanship argument. I really do. But it's still cheating. If something is illegal, it's illegal. Whether you get caught doing it or not, it's illegal. If I go, and I wouldn't do this, by the way, if I go to the store and steal some Cheerios and I don't get caught stealing the Cheerios, I still stole the Cheerios.
Cheerios of all things.
I know, this is what kept popping in my head. If I don't get caught stealing the Cheerios, okay, I didn't get caught, but I still stole them. I still did something illegal. That ain't gamesmanship.
That's
stealing.
By the law. We're not talking about laws. We're talking about in sports.
Okay, if I travel in basketball, that's illegal.
But you're going to get all the steps you can.
Of course I am, but I still did something illegal.
Sure.
I still traveled. Just because I didn't get caught doesn't mean that it's gamesmanship at this point.
I don't know.
I traveled and it just didn't get called.
I'm telling you.
Or if even another term, if a cornerback is tugging at a, you know, kind of tugs at a guy's jersey and the ref doesn't see it because it's not at the right angle, he still tugged at his jersey and that can still be called a hold.
You're that
but he just didn't get caught.
You're that guy from the commercial about sportsmanship. Where they're on the where nah, he goes, the referee's
don't
like, hey,
do
I
me like
the,
that, bro.
I touched it. It's out on me.
Don't do me like that, bro. Team. I ain't doing that.
Give
man.
The ball to the other team.
Well, Bo asked me if I had had this conversation with Grant because obviously he knows a lot about baseball, and I said no. Asked him last night. Grant's on my side.
No way.
Grant's on my side.
No
yes.
way.
Yes, he said framing pitches is not illegal.
I hate that we have.
It's not written. I know.
Is there not? Can we do a fair foul on the other side too? Can you
I do have one?
One
to follow up on
Let's
this.
Go.
Fair foul. This is specifically for Mike, Dylan, because you're on my side. With that logic, if you don't get caught having an affair, it's not cheating.
That's so different. All right, I'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it next. You've also got the wake-up call. Please weigh in on this. 404-726-0929. You can also tweet us at 929-MORNINGSHIFT. But the wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend.
created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.